Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the heart of Greenwich Village, Washington Square Park is more than just a bustling haven for locals and tourists alike. Beneath its charming exterior lies a darker, haunting history that many visitors remain blissfully unaware of. Once a potter's field where the city's poor and plague victims found their final resting place, the park's grounds hold the remains of more than 20,000 souls. But its macabre past doesn't end there. Public executions, mysterious deaths, and a shadowy legend tied to the gnarled hangman's elm have cemented Washington Square as one of New York City's most paranormally charged locations. Through the years, eerie tales of ghostly figures, unexplainable sounds, and chilling encounters have surfaced, sending shivers down the spines of even the most skeptical visitors. Is it the restless spirits of those buried beneath, or is something else at play? Tonight, we'll delve into the park's dark beginnings, trace the origins of its ghost stories, and examine the lingering mysteries that continue to captivate paranormal enthusiasts and historians alike. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Washington Square Park, the iconic centerpiece of Greenwich Village, wasn't always the lively cultural hub we know today. Its roots stretch back to the late 18th century when the area served a much darker purpose. In 1797, the city designated this space as a potter's field, a burial ground for the indigent and those who succumbed to epidemics like yellow fever. At the time, New York City was grappling with overcrowding and disease, and this stretch of land on the outskirts of town became a final resting place for more than 20,000 individuals. With no headstones or formal records, the dead were interred in simple wooden coffins, stacked atop one another in communal graves. The park's morbid origins are still physically evident today. Construction projects over the years have uncovered skeletal remains, a stark reminder of the bodies that lie beneath. In 2009, workers installing a water main stumbled upon a buried vault containing human remains. This wasn't an isolated incident. Similar discoveries have been made during other park renovations, reigniting questions about the sheer number of souls still resting there. It's no wonder that such a concentration of death has become fertile ground for ghost stories and paranormal intrigue. By the early 19th century, the area transitioned from a potter's field to a more public and more notorious use. Public executions, a grim spectacle of the time, were carried out at the site, including the hanging of Rose Butler in 1819. Butler, a young African-American woman accused of arson, became one of the last individuals publicly executed in New York City. Her death marked the end of an era, but left a lasting imprint on the park's lore. Many believe that the massive Hangman's Elm, located in the northwest corner of the park, bore witness to these grim events. Although historical records dispute whether any executions actually took place on the tree itself, its ominous name and ancient appearance continue to fuel speculation. The Potter's Field was officially closed in 1825, and by 1827, the area was repurposed as a public park. Yet the transition didn't erase its dark past. Locals began reporting eerie occurrences almost as soon as the park opened. Shadowy figures were seen drifting near the edges of the square, and disembodied whispers carried on the wind. These stories only grew more frequent with time, leading many to wonder if the park's original inhabitants, those buried beneath its surface, were unwilling to be forgotten. Not all paranormal reports can be attributed solely to restless spirits. Experts have suggested that the park's unsettling atmosphere might be influenced by environmental factors. The high water table beneath the park, coupled with underground streams, could create conditions conducive to sensory distortions. These natural phenomena might explain why visitors report feeling sudden chills or hearing faint, unexplained noises. Psychologists have also weighed in, noting how the park's gruesome history might predispose people to perceive ordinary occurrences as supernatural. As Washington Square Park evolved into a vibrant gathering place for artists, musicians, and activists, its haunted reputation remained firmly entrenched. Early 20th century visitors spoke of ghostly apparitions near the arch, an iconic structure that was added to the park in 1892 to commemorate the centennial of George Washington's inauguration. The juxtaposition of celebration and commemoration with the park's grisly past only deepened the intrigue. Could the restless spirits of the forgotten dead be drawn to the living energy that now fills the park? Or are these tales merely the product of overactive imaginations influenced by the park's storied history? With its centuries-old burial ground, history of public executions, and unsettling discoveries beneath the surface, Washington Square Park offers a chilling backdrop for some of New York's most enduring ghost stories. As time passed, Washington Square Park's reputation as a haunted site only grew, drawing the attention of paranormal enthusiasts and ghost hunters. Modern investigations into the park's eerie phenomena have uncovered stories that seem to confirm its spectral reputation. Ghost hunting groups equipped with EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and audio recorders have reported detecting anomalies that defy rational explanation. Unexplained cold spots near the Hangman's Elm, mysterious orbs of light captured on camera, and disembodied voices picked up on audio recordings have all added to the park's chilling lore. One of the most compelling recurring phenomena involves the Hangman's Elm itself. Visitors frequently describe a palpable sense of unease near the tree, which stands as one of the oldest living trees in Manhattan. The gnarled branches and shadowy canopy seem to evoke an almost oppressive energy, particularly at dusk. Some claim to have seen shadowy figures near the tree, described as faint outlines of people dressed in period clothing. Others have reported hearing the faint creak of a noose swinging in the breeze, even on still evenings. Beyond the Elm, other areas of the park have their own share of ghostly tales. Near the Washington Square Arch, visitors have described seeing an ethereal woman in a flowing dress, often attributed to one of the countless unknown individuals buried in the park's Potter's Field. Witnesses say the figure appears briefly, gliding across the square before vanishing without a trace. These sightings are often accompanied by a sudden drop in temperature or an inexplicable sense of sadness. Personal accounts from parkgoers add an extra layer of intrigue to the supernatural stories. In one instance, a young couple visiting the park late at night reported hearing a child's laughter near the central fountain, only to find no children nearby. Another visitor, an amateur photographer, claimed to have captured a translucent figure in one of their photos, which appeared to be a man in 19th century attire. While skeptics might dismiss such reports as the result of overactive imaginations, those who experience them often describe the events as deeply unsettling. The cultural impact of Washington Square Park's haunted reputation cannot be overstated. Its ghostly tales have inspired works of literature, theater, and even television episodes. The park's eerie past has become a magnet for storytellers and thrill seekers alike, adding an air of mystery to its bustling modern-day identity. Ghost tours frequently include the park as a featured stop, recounting its chilling history to eager participants. Despite its storied reputation, scientific explanations for the paranormal claims persist. Skeptics suggest that many of the reported phenomena could be attributed to confirmation bias, a tendency to see or hear what one expects to find in a place with such a grim history. Others point to environmental factors like the park's underground water systems and high iron content in the soil, which some theorize could contribute to electromagnetic disturbances or even hallucinations. Even with these rational explanations, the stories persist, leaving behind unanswered questions. Are the ghosts of Washington Square Park a product of its gruesome history? Or are they a reflection of our own need to connect with the past? As the park continues to thrive as a vibrant gathering space, the legends of its haunted corners remain a fascinating counterpoint to its lively present. In the end, Washington Square Park stands as a place where history and mystery collide. It is a space where the past refuses to stay buried, where the energy of those long gone seems to mingle with the living. Whether the hauntings are real or imagined, one thing is certain. The park's reputation as one of New York City's most haunted places is unlikely to fade anytime soon. Washington Square Park is a microcosm of New York City's layered history, a place where the living and the dead coexist in more ways than one. From its beginnings as a potter's field for the city's forgotten souls to its transformation into a cultural icon, the park has witnessed triumph and tragedy, life and death. And while the skeletal remains buried beneath its surface serve as a physical reminder of its past, the tales of restless spirits roaming its grounds hint at something more intangible yet undeniably captivating. Could the ghostly phenomena be explained by science, confirmation bias, environmental triggers, or the natural effects of New York's frenetic energy? Or is there truly something lingering here, a connection between the land's troubled history and the inexplicable events reported by visitors? Perhaps the truth lies somewhere in the middle, and with history's echoes fueling our imaginations in ways we may never fully understand. As we leave the park behind for now, one thing is clear. Washington Square Park remains a place where the veil between past and present feels remarkably thin. Whether you're strolling beneath the Hangman's Elm or simply enjoying the vibrant atmosphere, you might find yourself wondering, what else is out there? Just beyond what we can see. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.